So settling in and finding a position that feels as well supported as could be in this moment. And this doesn't imply that things are necessarily perfect. There may be sensations or symptoms, tensions in the body. But asking your body, what would feel good at this moment? Could I adjust to feel a bit more supported or comfortable? If so, make these adjustments now as a deepening of your practice and presence. And bring to mind a situation, any situation in your life that is presently difficult or is sometimes difficult, perhaps a pattern, something that might be causing you stress or uncertainty. And bring this situation to mind and see if you can actually feel the energy of it, the emotion of it, or perhaps the stress response of it, the discomfort of it somewhere in your body, just by calling it to mind. And silently say to yourself, this is a moment of suffering. This is mindfulness, to simply name it for what it is. And we might also say things such as, this hurts. Ouch. This is stress. Or this is unpleasant. And now, say to yourself, suffering is a part of life. Other people feel this way. I'm not alone. And we all struggle at times in our lives. This is a reminder of common humanity. The shared substrates of suffering and human experience. And you may choose, you may wish, if it feels right to you, to place your hand or hands over your body, perhaps your heart, or perhaps your abdomen, or a gentle touch to your arm, or to your face, or somewhere else, a soothing touch that you discover feels right for you. And say to yourself, may I be kind to myself. Is there a phrase that speaks to you in your particular situation? What do I need to hear right now to express kindness to myself? May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I learn to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. Or perhaps may I be strong. May I be patient. See what message comes and see if you can allow it to settle into the felt sense of the body. See if the message can inform the qualities of your breath. Softening, settling, soothing. And this isn't necessarily to forgive us from having to navigate the challenges. We may still feel the difficulty or the unpleasantness of it. Sometimes they're equal passengers on our bus, and we're seeing how they interact. Challenge and the compassion. This practice can be used any time of day or night and will help you to remember to evoke the three aspects of self-compassion when you need it most. Acknowledgement that this is a moment of suffering. Suffering is a part of life. That's common humanity. And a gesture of kindness reflected to, into, and through self, body, and breath. You may now choose to rest for a little while if you would like a little more time in this space. Or if you're moving on into the next right thing in your day, you might choose to very gradually shift your body, shift your attention, perhaps open your eyes, and move forward into the next right thing in your day with this experience as an informant.